Liam said no, but our kid will be out there. Oh, Noel Gallagher's here. Morning. Right?
I'm very, very well, considering.
Now, can I just say, before we start, last time we were in a scenario like this was Euro 2000, and you came on the show.
That's right, yeah.
And you got in before the show started, because it was the afternoons, and you came up, and we were chatting about the show. Mm. It was during the Go to Hell period.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right, when...
I'd scarfed from the band, and I'd gone to Ibiza, haven't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you'd done a runner. He was saying, are you Melinda, are you coming today? Oh, wow. Right. And you'd been sitting listening to the show in Ibiza. Yeah. Now we're on in the morning at breakfast
time. That sounds quite sad, really, doesn't it?
Well, no, not really.
It's like listening to your show in Ibiza.
But no.
Well, yeah, but we
no.
quite like this. So.
We listened to your album. We listened to your album last night coming back from the game.
Which one?
Definitely Maybe.
Good album.
Yeah, great album.
10 years old.
There's not one duff track on it.
Well, there is not one duff track on it. No.
But, no. But now I imagine, you were quoting from the show last time, that time, and but now, have you heard us once in the morning this year?
Well, the reason that I'm here was when I was out that night seeing Travis and I said, oh, I'm going over to Portugal, and you saw me come on the show, me thinking, of course, it's going to be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Absolutely. You didn't tell me you'd been moved, so no, I don't get up to listen to anybody at that time of the morning apart from my daughter.
Thank you very much.
Which is why you don't
Are you
get...
any good?
Brilliant.
Have you come on?
I'm very excited to be here. you know how it is. So how long are you out here for?
I'm going back tonight because I've got rehearsals tomorrow for Glastonbury.
Are you looking forward to Glastonbury?
Yeah.
Is it fair to say, he says, because you and I are pals, so you can't get upset. Is it fair to say, do you think you've done a good Glastonbury, a brilliant Glastonbury set yet?
The first one in 94 was widely regarded as a legendary performance. The last time we played in 95, Liam managed to talk me into doing six or seven songs off Morning Glory, which we just finished the night before, I think, or two nights before or something. And it sort of fell a bit flat. But we're not going to be doing too many new songs this time around, so it should be alright.
Well, it's been reported that you won't do any new songs at Glastonbury.
We weren't going to do any, and then we started rehearsing and we timed the set.
We
come up short because we were doing all the ones that we wanted to do, and then one of the tour manager said, yeah, well, that's about an hour. So like, well, how long have we got to play for? It's about an hour and a half. So if I will say to people when they're there, if I'm rambling in between songs, it's just to stretch it out a bit.
Yeah, I love that bit you do where you go, right, let's separate the crowd right down the middle. You cheer at this and you cheer. Come on, Liam, you go that side. Let's see whose crowd is louder.
Oh, we'll be doing two new songs, I think.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay. And playing Bits and Pieces and kicking beach balls into the crowd.
Bits and Pieces by Dave Clark 5. We won't be doing that one.
Ah, that's not what I meant, the Radio and Roadshow classic game. As well you know. Can you tell us anything about the new album?
I can tell you a funny story about what somebody said to me about our new album last night.
Okay.
He was in obviously it's very, very tense in the match, and some geezer walked up to me wrapped in a Portugal flag, and I'd noticed him out of the corner of my eye a couple of times. He'd come past and he'd looked and he'd gone back and he'd come up again, and he's got his program on a big Portugal flag, and he said, I won't do the accent because I can't. And he said, is it you? I said, it is. And he said, I'm a massive, massive fan. And I went, well, thanks very much. And he said, well, are you here to see England? I said, absolutely. And he said, oh, the game. I was like, yeah, well, never mind. And he said, your new album. He said, when will it be out? And I said, well, probably not till the end of the year, or maybe early next year. And he said, will it be with the band or the Gorillaz? to which I replied, well, there'll be a monkey singing the songs, but I can't promise any Gorillaz.
You thought you were Damon Albarn?
I was actually going to deck him, and I thought, there's a couple of coppers there with submachine guns.
Do you know what? I don't know what's funny in that story, or the fact that Dave felt the need to then explain it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Hence his name.
Yeah. By the way, do you know that I managed the Radio 1 team to victory, the Soccer Sixers here at Reading?
No.
Yeah.
Who'd you beat?
Everybody. Including...
Blazing Squad.
Blazing Squad, yeah. and Brian McFadden in the final and his team.
You beat Brian McFadden?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people like to do that, though.
One of our players, yeah, virtually. So
I nearly decked him during the penalty shootout at the end, actually, yeah.
It was all a bit tense. But, yeah, I managed the team to victory. Thank you.
Anyway, but, so I do believe we were talking about...
It was all down to me. Sorry.
I do believe we were talking about my new album.
Yes, right. I know. What's it called again?
It isn't called anything at the minute, but it'll probably be out beginning next year, I would have thought. We scrapped it twice now.
Have you worked out what it's called yet?
No.
Have you got a working title for it?
Songs for My Snicket.
Okay.
There'll be one person in hysterics at that in England now.
Jimmy Tarbuck?
Lisa Tarbuck.
Will that be your missus?
No.
Okay.
Lisa Tarbuck? No. No, I dumped her. No.
She kept eating all the fridge.
Absolutely.
Never did anything to eat in the house. Dad always coming over writing jokes. Oh, we can come up with some names to the album if you want.
I don't, because they'll be just silly, won't they?
Yeah.
They'll be silly.
All right, I'll come up with some sensible ones.
Well, go, all right, if you can off the top of your head right now.
Okay, deck chairs and science. Hey?
That is appalling.
Curtains and clocks.
God, you sound like Scousers now. Curtains and clocks meet.
I'm sorry about that, Mr. Definitely Maybe. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, legendary that.
Well, yeah, it is.
Do you know what it means?
No.
You're not supposed to.
I remember, I know better.
Lived for 10 years, 10 long years.
I know better than asking you about lyrics and songs.
Go on then.
No, I know better. I won't ask you.
Go on.
No,
I
won't.
You want to.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't,
yes,
because I've already heard you say before when someone said...
He wants to ask me that.
No, I don't.
He does.
No, I don't.
You wouldn't have brought it up otherwise, would you?
No, because that's what I'm saying. I know better. No.
Come on.
I don't, because, you know, I'm listening, purposely listening last night, and I know
While I can remember, can I make a request for my missus?
Yeah.
Can you play that Beastie Boys tune? Is it on your playlist?
Will she be listening?
Yeah.
Does she listen anyway?
She does. She's a massive, massive, massive fan.
Of the Beastie Boys.
Shut up, Ted. Yeah. I take it away from me. Yeah, we will do that. Yes, just for you.
Oh,
and your missus.
Great.
How is she, by the way?
She's very...
Tall.
Very Scottish.
Yeah, I'm tall.
Yeah. She is tall, yeah.
I remember you guys played a gig in Watford. A yes. Little kind of secret gig thing, which you went to.
Well, it wasn't that secret if you were there, was it?
Oh, no. Mm. And it was packed. She came up to me in the bar just before the gig and started talking to me. And we're chatting for about 2 minutes. And I think she realised the look on my face and then decided to introduce herself because I had no idea who she was.
We were chatting to her, I didn't even realise she was Scottish.
Pretty much like the night we met.
Do you remember the first time we met?
Not you, me and you, me and her. You.
Oh, I thought you were talking about us again.
Hey? A bit self-obsessed there, are we?
Just a little bit.
Anyway, remind me of the first night we met.
Where was it?
Hey?
Can't be honest, no, sorry. Well, I remember, the first time I met your missus. It was a lovely moment. I'll play a record now, shut up.
Yes. Play the Beastie Boys.
And I'll play it in a minute, I've got to find it first.
Anyway, you talked about my legendary lyrics.
Oh, no, all right, all I say about your lyrics, because I know better to ask you what certain songs are about.
Go on, then.
No. How can I go on, then? I know better than to ask you. Because I think the Mac, don't quote me, but I think
it's pointless having it in your hand.
However, certain lyrics do mean certain things.
They do indeed.
Yeah. Like, what's that noise? What was that?
I beg your pardon?
No.
Sorry.
Seriously.
Bit of a technical problem.
Must have been the scrambled eggs.
That's that chicken peri peri, son.
It's knockout.
No, because I know that Mr. Sifter did sell you songs.
He did. Sifter's is a record shop in Burnage on Fog Lane.
Is it owned by Mr. Sifter?
That's his name. I think that's his name.
It's 10 years ago.
No, then. It can't be his name, because Sifter means when you sift through the records, it can't be his name, can it?
Hello there, Teddy Sifter, nice to
meet you. Well, I put in Mr. Sifter because I am a genius.
Well, he's a man?
Absolutely.
I'm gonna put Mrs.
He's a
Sifter.
Character in one of my songs, Chris.
Right, okay. But, anyway, okay. He's a character in one of my songs.
He's a character. Like Mr. Soft and the other people in that song, I can't remember them.
Mr. Soft was also a character in the Soft Mint commercial.
That's where I got it from. But he then became a character in one of my songs.
Did you say you didn't get him from that, did he?
I did, yeah. I was watching Telly one night and Mr. Advert for Soft Mints, come on. I thought, I'll have you, Mr.
Steve Harley's.
You'll go well with Mr. Sifford.
You what? Steve Harley's song, isn't it?
Yeah, can't remember, yeah.
Yeah. You have no idea what we're talking about, have you, Dave?
No.
Not a clue.
No.
Right, let's play a record and come back in a second. Yeah. Alan's going, Mr. Soft.
Oh, that's not the Beastie Boys.
No, we'll play.
It's coming soon.
We'll play them in a minute.
He's sifting through his record box. Listen,
that's rubbish. What you're about to play is rubbish.
Keane?
You are, but that's rubbish.
Okay, so here's the great Keane on Radio 1.
Rubbish.
Rubbish, yeah. It's got a past nine. For the future, Mrs. Noel Gallagher? Or maybe not, I don't know.
Oh no, absolutely, I would have thought.
Really?
I would have thought so.
Oh.
She behaves herself.
She does, every time I've seen her, she's always behaved.
Well, she can get a bit out of hand, you know.
She knows, she likes the odd pims. You know what I mean?
You said that, not me. Right. How do you know that?
Hey? Anyway, so it's 9:23. How many tracks on the new album?
There was going to be 10, but now we probably think there'll be, because it's our last album for Sony, probably about 8.
Save the two.
I thought about 12.
And definitely maybe it's getting re-released?
It's just not getting re-released, that would be sad. It's getting released on DVD.
I'm sorry.
And it comes with a documentary, which is very funny because if anybody buys it, just check out Liam's interview because he was in an appalling mood that day. And him celebrating 10 years of the best Oasis album ever, and he looks like someone's just knifed one of his children. Is it they're going to him, so live forever? Yeah, sorry.
Who did the doc?
Some guy called Dick Carruthers.
Yeah, but Dick's done, if you pardon the expression, Dick's been doing you guys for a few years.
Dick does our big screens at the gigs that we do.
Now, this guy, he's a bit of a, to be fair, he's a bit of an unsung hero, a member of Oasis, because...
No, let's get one thing straight. He's not a member of Oasis.
Okay, fine, but
there's been a few of them, but he's not been one, especially with a first name like Dick.
Is there a rumour that he could be one of your new drummers?
No, we've got Zach. Zach's doing, he's playing drums for us at the minute, son of Ringo.
Is he playing on the new album?
He's playing on, yeah, the bulk of it, yeah.
Right, okay.
And my other little mate, Terry Two Breakfast, is playing on some of the other songs.
Dave plays drums.
I don't care.
Badly.
Okay, fair enough. I write lyrics. If you ever want to write a song together, you know, as you'll be chilling out here later this morning.
I thought you'd have some appalling football song out. Have you?
We were asked actually, but we weren't allowed to do it for legal reasons.
Sore subject.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. You can do it. You can do it if it's for charity.
No, you don't want to be doing stuff for charity.
And the song that we were going to...
No, it's rubbish, isn't it? Charity. The song... It is, isn't it?
No, well...
Government saw it out.
Radio 1 said, I believe you've been asked to do a Euro 2004 song. And me and Dave went, yeah. And they went, that's absolutely brilliant. And we went, oh, great. We're glad you're pleased. Obviously, money goes to charity, yeah? The what?
What charity, though? What charity?
I don't know. And guess what? That song that we would have been on and co-written is
number two
in the chart.
What's it called?
Come on, England.
It's the Come on, Eileen thing.
Come on, England. Yeah, you shouldn't get involved in nonsense like that.
It's money.
For charity, though.
No, but that's what we didn't do it.
If we'd made a packet out of it, we would have done it.
Yeah, we should write it. Well, if you'd have written it, you get the publishing, innit?
Yeah.
Well, this is it. I mean, we've got ideas for England songs, but, you know, everybody does. And 99% of them are all rubbish.
I mean, it's not difficult, is it, to have an idea for an England song?
You've just
got
really.
The words, come on, and England, innit? I mean, it's not difficult. And a descending bass line. You're having it, aren't you?
Come on,
Bob's England. Your uncle.
So Oasis is going to be headlining the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury on Friday, the 25th of June.
Is it the 25th? I've been telling everyone it's the 24th.
Brilliant. This is our research.
Yeah, 25th, great.
So I don't know.
And it's the night of the first quarter final, though. So if England get there...
No, we play on the 24th.
Are you playing Glastonbury on the 24th?
No. If England comes second in the group, we're playing the 24th.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? You two played Glastonbury the night before.
I'll tell you what, we played Wembley before.
Mate, we can support you if you want.
Pardon?
We can support you if you really want.
You've been supporting me for a long time.
We've played the Kentish Town Forum and Wembley in the past.
Doing what, though?
Singing. Rapping.
Freestyling.
Freestyling.
England songs.
Body popping.
No, freestyling. with the bare naked ladies.
Oh, you don't, you shouldn't admit to stuff like that.
They're the only band that let us share a stage with them.
Well,
listen, smartass, you've played Wembley Stadium. Me and Dave have played Wembley Arena. Wembley Arena.
But there's a subtle difference to that.
Yeah, well, ours is more credible.
I wouldn't dare doubt that, but...
Am I right in saying that you played Wembley Arena once and had somebody dressed up as Santa Claus come out on stage?
Nope. That was Liam in one of his extremely stupid parkas. No, we didn't. Did we? No, we didn't.
You know?
Okay. No. If he did, he came up behind my back.
It was like this.
Was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
No, we wouldn't have stooped that low, surely.
No.
How is your kid?
He's, actually, he's not in a very good mood today, by all accounts, because he's just come back from Spain and he's lost his luggage. So if you're listening, Liam...
All that Louis Vuitton...
Oh, suffered.
To be a fly on the wall at that baggage carousel.
Well, yeah, because, you know, he's been out in Spain, and of course he would have probably bought half of the Spanish garment industry back with him. And, of course, now some Spanish baggage handlers like that. The big furry Parker.
hang on.
The big shades, that.
Would you...
He's quite hot, but he's...
would you not admit that you're Liam's actually a very fashionable young man?
He can be. He's like,
I think so.
He's like David James, right, Liam? No, seriously. This is true. You'll know this, right? If David James and Liam, if they've got a split second to make a decision, they're fantastic. If Liam's got 5 minutes to dress himself, the guy is genius, as is David James. If Liam's got more than half an hour to get ready... I mean, he looks like a Christmas tree decoration sometimes when he goes out. If David James has got more than 5 seconds to make a decision, you're asking for trouble, man.
I would like to see Liam and goal. I think that would be a funny
sight.
That'd be
fantastic, wouldn't it?
They'd be running towards him, they'd be like this.
Yeah!
They'd run back.
I'm not going near him. No,
he'd just get his minder to go and tackle him, wouldn't he?
Yeah, Steve, go and get a ball off him, will you?
Yeah, Steve, grab that for us, will you? Throw it over there, Wim.
If you see your other brother, Paul.
Yeah, I do.
Mr. Anorexic. Next time you see him, right?
Oh, that's cruel, man.
Eh? Do you know what I mean?
He's a. Anyway, carry on.
Fat.
That's cruel.
That's what he is. Tell him thanks for the nice text message you sent me after Leeds United got relegated to Division One.
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, was it? Could you repeat it?
No.
No. Right.
And I can't repeat what I replied back to him.
You're all right getting text messages off our kid because he just rabbits on and on. At least at some point the text will run out, or the battery on his phone will run out, and that's it, you can just switch it off then. But
all the texts that are virtually the same. Cornerstones.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right? Tuesday night, bar flight, 9 o'clock.
Every time he's banned. That's all it is. How are you, or anything. Yeah. And then the only message the non-Cornerstones text ever got from him was, ha ha, you're going down. expletive, rude word. To which I replied, off, right? And then he replied, it's Paul, by the way. And I'm like, I know it is. You can still, off. Doesn't matter who you are.
Which he replied, by the way, Cornerstones.
Yeah.
Tuesday night. Barfly. On stage, 9 o'clock. I'll get there for that then.
They'll be there. Anyway, right, so hang out with us for a little bit longer. As much tea as you want and sangria.
I noticed you've got Yorkshire tea bags up there.
Yes.
Have you ever bought them? Yeah, I mean, do you have two in a cup? Two in
no,
the one
just
cup?
One.
Oh, get into two.
Really?
In the one cup. That's like four cups of tea.
It stains the mug.
I'm telling you, man, you'll be at the top of the charts in no time.
You heard it here first. That was because obviously my girlfriend Sophie's not here, so she says, right, I'm gonna get you some little presents to go away with. And number one, she got me an Aloha ashtray, which is lovely and tacky, and a big box of Yorkshire tea bags.
Can't be. Do you get the hard water ones from in London? Make them taste better.
Yes.
Isn't that clever? He don't do that, did he? Or the other one, Typhoon Tetley, you know, they've... Are you aware of this?
I've not seen that.
No, well, let me explain this to you. Yorkshire Tea have managed to blend their tea so it tastes better in hard water areas. And on the back of the box, it gives a little map of where they taste better. And London is... And you get them in... Do you know what I mean? That guy, whoever invented that, should be working on the space programme.
You really do have way too much spare time in your hands.
Yes, but I earn that spare time.
Right, we're getting down for more rehearsals. See, there's a map and everything, lads. Here's what it is.
Well, I all right.
Okay.
It tastes better. That's all I'm saying. Here we go again. Yo. Double mode. In the place to be. Yo, yo, Dave.
Yo, yo, Chris.
Yo, yo, no.
Check it out.
What do you want?
Check it out.
How's your tea?
Well, it looks, look, there's two tea bags in there.
Strong enough.
Well, look at it.
It looks nice.
Look at it.
Can I just say, since you said that two tea bag thing,
yep.
I've just been informed by Alan that we've now run out of Yorkshire tea bags.
I'm out of here in half an hour anyway, so you know what I mean.
Thanks. And I have to get some more sent over now.
Get the hard water ones. We're not gonna, is it hard water area around here?
I don't know.
So.
Yeah, no.
No.
Mm.
Anyway, don't let me stop you. Carry on.
Right. So, what thoughts on the game last night?
I don't know what the gutter press will be saying back in England, but you can well imagine. But I just thought it was a bit, it's a shame, really, because I don't really think England will play as well as that again in the tournament, and they'll probably win the next two games and not play as well as that. And I don't know. He's the best player in the world, is Dan, because he puts free kicks away like that and he scores penalties. And you know, the penalty that Beckham missed. Although the press will probably vilify
it.
It was a great save.
Yeah, it was.
I'm not having a go at him because it wasn't a bad penalty, but it was a great save.
Mm.
What about our chances then? So you think we'll win the next two games?
Well, if France would have come out last night and beat England 4-0 the way they can play, you'd hold your hands up and say, right, I don't really think anybody back in England, although all the idiots always get carried away and, you know, the flag wavers and all that. Nobody was really expecting England to win that game last night. Draw was the best thing. So really, we're a point down, right?
Yeah.
Now, England, if they don't beat Switzerland and Croatia, both them games, they don't deserve to go any further.
Mm.
So it's a bit of a knock on the team's morale. And if he can pick them up, then he's fine. They're young enough, and I think they showed their inexperience last night. Stephen Gerrard will never play another pass like that in his entire career.
Yeah.
David James will never come out. Why he went with his feet is unbelievable to me. If he goes with his hands and Henry goes over him, he wouldn't give a penalty. He'd be too contentious. But if he goes to tackle him and takes the guy out from the knee, then, you know. But I thought it was a great atmosphere in that ground. It was really breathtaking. See that many England fans in there? It was unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable. It was really breathtaking, but it was, you know, it's a shame, but I think they played really, really well.
Substitutions, a turning point?
I could see why he brought Essien to hold the ball up, and it, obviously he didn't.
But you know, I think, Rooney was growing in confidence as the game went on, and he looked like the one player at that point that was going to actually unlock the French. The only one that really carried an attacking threat, and then he took him off as he seemed to be getting into his stride.
Yeah, but he went, you know, Eriksen does that, doesn't he? He went to hold what he has, and he put... Why put
he should put, but he should have put Butt on to hold what
absolutely.
We had. Should have put Butt in midfield to hold it.
Seriously, Heskey's got some photos of Sven and Ulrika. He's got some dirt. Do you know what I mean? Sven's got a thing for Heskey, though.
Mind you, I've got a few. Well, I'll get a game.
You probably would.
Yeah. But I tell you what, though. Leslie King. What a performance, eh?
Oh, Leslie.
He was mega, wasn't he?
He did very well.
He was good.
Mm.
I thought it was just... The only thing that was wrong was the result. That was it. The rest of it, it was brilliant.
Well, we were saying this earlier, for 90 minutes they couldn't beat us.
No.
Granted, 3 minutes they did. But that's
why he's the best player in the world, because of pressure situations like that, the penalty and the free kick. I'm not sure whether the wall was in the right place either. What do you think?
I don't know whether David James was positioned particularly well either behind that wall.
The wall didn't look like it was in the right place at all.
But you knew as soon as he got the free kick, you just knew. As you say, that's where Zidane just comes into his own. You should say as well, the atmosphere in the stadium was brilliant, because... Not only were there so many England fans as well, but there were French dotted
amongst
England fans, and there was no problem at all with that whatsoever.
Apart from those idiots behind us. Turn it in.
Not as big an idiot as the England fan in front of us.
What a div. This guy is like virtually front row seats, and he just keeps standing up like that, and he's really drunk. Sticking his arms up, looking at the French side. Right, there's French everywhere. But there's, you know, and he's going, and he keeps turning around. He's doing this all the way through the game, really irritatingly drunk. And then after we left the game, we took us ages to get back. We saw him sitting in the road, right, sitting on the side of the road with his legs out, looking absolutely gone.
Nearly got run over by a coach.
Yeah, shame. I'm really hoping they're going to take his feet off.
The only worst thing about coming out of the ground was last night is it was saying, if I hear the words, to be fair, one more time, by somebody from Birmingham, I'm gonna deck somebody.
There's
here.
Loads of people.
Oh, it was just like it was like a mantra going over the bridge. Oh, to be fair though, he's the best player in the world. To be fair though, let's not be fair.
Why are they
let's
all, not be fair? Why are they all Brummies as well?
I don't know, must have let him out. Silent for the weekend.
Oh, good morning.
What?
Can't believe you said that, Liam.
Why?
So, you know, sorry, you went out. Right, back to you, back to some Oasis stuff. 6th of September is the release date for the Definitely Maybe DVD. This is to mark the 10-year anniversary of the album's release.
To be fair, yeah.
And I've got, to be fair...
It's 10 years, to be fair, isn't it?
I've got my copy of Definitely Maybe.
Let's be fair.
I have my copy of Definitely Maybe here. Which I got from Red Alert. Sent.
Hey, that's the proper one, then.
It's my promotional copy, and it's the black one, which is apparently worth a few bob.
Well, if you're really in that frame of mind where you, Chris Moyles, are thinking, this would be worth a few quid, you've blown it, mate.
What do you mean?
Well, if you're now going, see this CD, it'd be worth a few bob, this.
But it is worth a few
CD.
Bob.
Well, what, to you? You're minted, surely.
Do you know how I know
it's... What would be worth? 8 quid?
Do you know how I know...
If I sign it, it'd be worth a tenner, I thought.
I know this is worth money, because I read an interview...
Yeah, but surely you're not bothered about that.
I read an interview with you, with the NME, right, about 4 years after it was released, going, apparently, when they released Definitely Maybe, there was a few black promotional copy-only CDs.
I wouldn't believe anything that I've ever told the NME. Ever.
According to the NME.com, Noel said he won't be playing any new material at the Glastonbury gig.
I was lying, wasn't I? Well, no, I've just told you why, because the set was too short.
Noel has collaborated with Ian Brown on Ian Brown's new solo album, which is due for release in September.
That's correct. Yes.
What have you done?
I had this tune that I'd written, and every time I wrote words for it or went to sang it, I sounded like Ian Brown doing it. So one afternoon was out for lunch, me and my missus, and in walks Ian and his missus into this restaurant. And I hadn't seen him for ages, and we sat down, we had lunch, and I just said to him, yeah, I've got this tune, blah, blah, blah. Do you fancy having a sing of it? Sent him a demo, and he sang it, and I went and done some guitar on it, and it's quite psychedelic, last I heard. I don't know how it
really
end up, though, yeah.
And Ryan Adams is going to release his version of Wonderwall. Are you pleased about that? Because you like the version, don't you?
Ka-ching, that's all I've got to say about that song.
I thought you endorsed that version.
Well, the Ryan Adams one. Yeah. I'll endorse any cover versions of any of my songs.
But
apart from Keane, if you're listening.
Well, don't pick on Keane. They're all right.
Rubbish.
But is it true that you...
I went to see him at Manchester Apollo, and he was halfway through the song before I realised that actually I wrote that. and it was really good. And... he phoned me up and said, I'm going to release it as a single. Do you have any problems with that? I swear no.
And Noel said, how do you get my number? I've never even met you. I went to the gig the other night.
And I said, nah, man, you go ahead. But I like it, actually. Liam is appalled by it.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No. I don't like it. I think you can't mess with certain songs.
I bet you liked the Mike Flowers Pops version, didn't you? Say no more.
I preferred it to him. I preferred it to his version.
Why, though?
Don't know.
Why? Because he was taking the piss.
Yeah. Essentially.
But did you not like that? I thought you...
Mike Flowers?
Yeah.
It's the same thing, man. It's like, you know, get in.
Can we do a cover of Oasis song, then?
As long as you don't change the arrangement, you don't actually have to ask my permission. As long as you don't change the words or the arrangement, yeah, fine. Don't put Come On England in the middle of it.
No.
We're just thinking about Germany in 2 years' time.
Come on Germany?
Well, no, not Come On Germany.
How about Zarbo, nice, wasn't it?
Maybe we could score for England.
You're my Berlin Wall.
Hey, what can you do? All right, well, listen, Noel Gallagher's here. We've got 9 minutes left. Joe's on in 10 minutes. Now, Noel and Chappers are in a deep conversation about football. Is that what it is?
No. He's actually going to do a cover of one of my songs.
Chappers. You are?
Yeah.
Whoa. Sparky, I just asked first. Get in line.
It's all sorted.
All sorted?
Right, well, that's it.
You know he's a red, do you?
Pardon?
You know he's a red, do you?
I didn't know that. No.
So my lawyers in the morning. Friendship
ask him,
over.
Ask him again.
Still that, even if it's done by a red.
Yeah, but it's dirty money, then, isn't it? Filth, isn't it? You're clapping it. You're a Leeds fan. They're worse.
Hey!
Hey, come on.
Hey, they
all
don't.
Outside.
They?
Come on.
That's all right. I've got security. So... Paul, give Noel a slap.
Easy.
So to celebrate Definitely Maybe 10 years, 6th of September, the Definitely Maybe DVD will be released. Would you like to choose a song from Definitely Maybe for us to play?
I'll choose the one with the swearing in, my children.
And another choice.
I tell you what, right, I come all the way over here, I get in a car, I drive here for an hour, for you to sit on a stool and say, no. I demand that you play Married with Children. It only says, anyway, it's not really a swear word, is it?
Rachel?
Come on.
Reese is an exec. Bye. Yeah?
Have okay. it. You see, you don't get to have a keen, do you? Come on. Swearing on the radio.
I think that's a very underrated track, that.
I'll tell you what, play Supersonic, because it's my favourite.
Really?
No, Slide Away. No! Play Live Forever. No, Cigarettes and Alcohol.
No, Columbia.
No, go, oh, let's rock and roll
Up
star.
In the Sky.
Up in the Sky.
Up in
play
the Sky?
That. Play that.
Yeah!
Yes, have it.
Your music. Yeah, well, Rachel's now going, is it a swear word? An Oasis on Gil. It's 9:54 in the morning, so we got beaten by the French last night, but we're going to beat Switzerland and Croatia, according to Noel Gallagher. You had to get behind the boys on Thursday night and watch the game, because Noel Gallagher says so. And don't forget the Cornerstones played in Camden next week.
On stage, 9 o'clock.
Be there for 10.
We'll play a song, we'll be back.
Reese was telling us before that I used to bore him to death in this club. He used to play Manchester going, Reese, we're going to be bigger than you two. And he'd be like, oh, come get the drinks in. No, Reese, I'm telling you, bigger than you two.
There you see.
Spin it, Reese. What are you saying now, eh? What are you saying now?
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
No, thank you very much for coming to see us in our lovely villa in Portugal.
Thank you for the tea.
Pleasure.
That's 5 cups of tea I've had while I've been on air, ladies and gentlemen.
10 tea bags gone. 2 tea bags, Noel. And go and see McGlastonbury on the Friday night. And the 6th
Sold out. You won't be able to get in anyway.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, buy the DVD instead when it comes out. Right, Joe White has got Chili Peppers tickets after 10 o'clock. Colin Edith are on.